You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, got to give you guys an update about last weekend's trip. There was actually nothing that went wrong. Everything was just calm, cool, and collected. As you guys know, normally when we have some sort of a family outing, there's always something that pops off that makes me give the meat sack a good old-fashioned tongue lashing. Nope, not this time. Everything was just chill. You know, the kids were talking about work. My daughter just got a promotion. Good for her. My son's getting ready to get another promotion. Good for him. And my daughter-in-law, she's about to get a promotion. Man, things are just going well with the fams. But yeah, my son made the honor roll. I don't know what's going on, but you know what? Good luck is just good luck. But yeah, me and the meat sack, we're just on good terms. Nothing went down. Everything was just calm, cool, and collective. But the main topic was, you know, my son adjusting to marriage life. And I told him, I said, you know what? Everything is good. You know, not to jinx you, but everything is good until it's not good. The question is, how are you going to handle the situations that come up? Well, just some friendly advice. Be honest and direct. And I told both of them, you got a problem, don't sit on it. If you sit on it, it's going to become even worse down the line. So yeah, beyond that, yeah, everything was cool. However, coming back and looking at social media, boy, I tell you, gentlemen, another reason why marriage, especially today, ain't shit. Now, there was a video put out by the Coffee Pod, and I always fuck up his name, so I'm going to call him Mr. Zed. And I'm pretty sure you guys have seen this or a reaction to this. Cheating wife gives husband STD, and Angela Yee helps her deceive her husband. Now, I saw the video. I saw the reaction from Average Man Unplugged, Rome, and others. Now, what upset me the most was not the women, because we all know female-owned group preference. They're going to stick up for each other no matter what they do, no matter how wrong it is. Women will still circle the fucking wagons around each other. But it was that damn simp that really set me the fuck off. It's men like that that stand in the way of men actually taking charge and doing what needs to be done. Yeah, that man did not have the nuts to say to those women what they were doing was wrong. Of course not. Look at him. He looks like the typical Pookie. Pookie's not going to say nothing to black women. Oh, no. But yeah, that was absolutely despicable. Now, there is a part of me that says, you know what? That call could have been a fake call. It could have been something just to drum up some controversy to get Angela Yee's name out there. However, that would not be the first time a woman has done that. No. As a matter of fact, I'm going to share with you a quick article that I found on the topic that was published February 3rd, 2023. Quote, unquote, "I cheated on my husband and brought home an STD. Dear Abby, I'm very depressed and upset with myself. I cheated on my husband, quote, unquote, how? And told him after I realized I had gotten an STD from the man I cheated with. Hal was very upset, and we didn't talk for a day and a half, but he didn't yell or call me names. I'm going to explain why his demeanor was so calm. I feel so guilty and confused. He's being really nice now, not cussing at me. It's strange. Things are different between us now, and it's my fault. It will take time and patience, I guess, but I miss the intimacy and affection Hal and I once shared. Is it normal for me to want him to yell at me and show his anger? When I talk about getting tested for STDs, he gets quiet and brings up the past. Please help me. I just want things to go back to the way that they were before I cheated. What do I do? Signed, Reluctant Cheater in Oregon." And here is Dear Abby's response. "Dear Reluctant Cheater, Hal needs to talk to his doctor and schedule an appointment to be tested. And you must be willing to talk to him about, quote unquote, the past and why you cheated on him. You owe your husband an explanation. That he hasn't yelled or called you names doesn't mean he isn't hurt or is furious about what happened. It may take counseling with a licensed marriage counselor and a family therapist for your marriage to be repaired. If you do this, although your relationship may never go back to the way it was before you cheated, it may be better." Okay, let's start off with quote unquote Hal's reaction. Why is Hal so calm? He mentally checked out. And I guarantee you that at the time, if that article is true, he was weighing his divorce options. Now, with this and with what Angela Yee talked about on her little video, this is how sick the marital system is in America. Wives can cheat on their husbands, bring back STDs, in some cases, bring back whole children. And gentlemen, this is why we constantly stress that women's infidelity is far more damaging and destructive than a man's infidelity. And yet, if that man says, "I want out," in this grand, no-fault divorce system that we have, he's going to be punished. Yeah. These men in these cases did absolutely nothing wrong. And yet, they're going to bear the punishment for their wives' indiscretions. Oh, wow, what a fair and balanced system that we live in. And you guys know I am definitely saying that facetiously. No, absolute total garbage. Now, I've said that both of these cases, they could be false, just to drum up some controversy. However, I can definitely share with you a couple of stories during my time in the Navy. Yeah. Yeah. I've had a few shipmates who've come home from either extended underways, extended being 3 months or so, to full deployments, usually 6 months. Come home, bang their wife. First thing they want to do is bang their wife. Next thing you know, a couple of months later, he's in medical. He's got a burning sensation. Yeah, come to find out, while he was out at sea, his wife was getting ran through. Yeah, we call them Westpac widows. Absolutely despicable behavior. But once again, we all know whenever women do this, it's the typical play. Oh, we need to have a bevy of excuses as to why the wives cheated on their husbands. Oh, he wasn't there. Bitch, I'm in the fucking Navy. I gotta go out to sea. But that doesn't make an excuse for you. No, 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 no. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Nope. 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 It is absolutely despicable that women's infidelity is literally championed and rewarded by cash and prizes. But yet, oh my God, oh my God, men don't want to get married anymore. Gee, you think? And speaking of men not wanting to get married, check out one of the latest videos from China Unvarnished. Men over there in China have said, fuck it. Yeah, even China's marital rate has hit an all-time low. Yeah, gentlemen, we all know wherever feminism has spread, the red pill inevitably follows. Men wake up and they walk away from the damn system. Hell, even Alexander Grace has called it quits. He said, man, these bitches ain't shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I have to give the man credit. I have to. He actually did what 98% of men in his situation would not do. He saw the light. He actually apologized for his past work. So I got to give him credit for it. But yeah, all in all, yeah, gentlemen, it is absolutely sickening that wives are out here giving their husbands STDs. And notice the anonymity. Now, if it was a husband that gave his wife an STD, oh, you know, his name is going to be all over the place. Yeah, this guy's a piece of shit, blah, 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 blah. But when it comes to women, oh, we have to keep them anonymous, treat them with kid gloves, and go to the book of convenient excuses to pick out women. Yeah, despicable. But to end this rant, I've always said this, and I will stand by it. It's the normie women. It's the civilian women who are spreading more STDs than the professionals. Mm-hmm. Why? Because first things first, when you have the idea of the professional, the sex worker, what is the instant image that has been programmed into our minds? That's right, the drug addicted streetwalker. Whenever the term pay for play comes up, that is the automatic image that we think. However, as we all know, as you delve into the sexual underworld, you will know that there are many different types of professionals. And the further you go up in price, the lower chances you have of those women actually having, you know, STDs. Why? Because they don't want to stake their reputation on it. As opposed to the civilian, the mere mention of you saying, hey, let's go get tested together. Oh, I'm not a whore. You think of me like that? Yeah, instant shaming. And that right there, gentlemen, should be a huge fucking red flag for you to disengage with that woman. Mm-hmm. Now, as we all know, unfortunately, the vast majority of sex that we have are drunken hookups. Gentlemen, you got to get control of your biology. As our good friend Hammerhand says, control your biology. Yes, inebriated hookup sex is fun, but it's also the most dangerous form of sex. Why? Because protection be damned. We're not going to put on any condoms. Nope. Mm-mm. Yeah, gentlemen, if you're going to still bang these women, you have to take charge of the situation. If you're going to be intimate with a woman, hey, we need to go ahead and get tested. And if she balks, walk away. Yeah, gentlemen, you have to take your sexual health extremely serious nowadays. And all you got to do is look at the current STD map, and you will see that the states are damn near on fire. Just saying. And if you're married, you should definitely start getting more tests. And that right there, gentlemen, if you're a married man, that will be a big damn clue whether or not your wife is actually stepping out on you. Hey, honey, let's go get STD panels. What? You been cheating? Whoa. Why are you getting all defensive? Because I don't think we should do that. Oh, does that mean you have something to hide? Exactly. Just saying, gentlemen, hey, you can't trust these modern women. Even if you're married to them, just can't trust them. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think about the fact that married women are actually bringing home STDs to their husbands, and how society will continue to actually make excuses for these women. Yeah, gentlemen. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad out here, and it's getting a whole lot worse. So yeah, if you're still gonna be out here with these modern women, gentlemen, you have to make sure she's willing to go get that STD panel. And if she's not, you got to have the wherewithal to say, nope, this is where we end, no matter what. Just saying. And for you women out there who continue to believe that your deception is going to continue to be, you know, profitable, upheld, you better understand. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that deception is going to give you will eventually go out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to restrain themselves even when finding out that you've been cheating and brought something back home to him? Oh, no. That's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, when men start requesting those STD tests, and you start balking, that right there is going to signal to him that you've been doing something bad. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.